In the Dzogchen Today project, we talk a lot about adapting the Dzogchen tradition to the contemporary world. But how does it work practically in terms of the translation of the texts?
As you know, over the last 50 years, there have been quite a few Buddhist works translated into French and English from Tibetan. But very few works were about the Dzogchen as a specific spiritual vehicle.
This is what the Dzogchen Today project is trying to achieve. 100% Dzogchen translations.
That's why we have formed a translation committee composed of senior translators and young translators. We will try to meet this need
to translate the Dzogchen with today's words and that this tradition fits our ways of life. So an adapted vocabulary in order to convey the meaning of the text.
And don't forget, in a clear and direct style.
The texts of the Dzogchen tradition will be translated into French and English and will be made available on the Dzogchen Today website.
Well, first of all, some short extracts. We have already compiled a lexicon of several hundred words to start with.
And we discuss each term with the whole committee.
Then this summer, we started translating extracts from Longchenpa's text. Longchenpa is really one of the main authors for Dzogchen. He's from the 14th century, but his writings are completely fundamental for the practice of Dzogchen today.
We are in the process of making an anthology of some of his texts. For this, we have begun to work as a team with Philippe Cornu and Paul Baffier, who is here with me. Then we will go back a little in time to arrive at the first historical traces of the Dzogchen texts, that is to say between the 8th or 10th century.
But don't worry, the idea is to make these texts simple and accessible to everyone.
Yes, the goal is really to make them easily and directly understandable. So by adapting the text while preserving their essential meaning so that this tradition can be shared with as many people as possible today.
So as to this tradition will continue to be transmitted and practiced tomorrow.
We will also publish commentaries on the text we will have translated.
And we will make a Dzogchen dictionary and a glossary of the most important words. We will be happy to share with you the results of our work in future Dzogchen Today events.
Thank you for your attention.
Bye-bye.